In the backyard of his Garland home, Ladd Stauffer is making a political contribution. He's building wooden frames to support congressional candidate Katrina Pearson's yard signs.
We put them on corners where busy roads are and try and get her name out there so that people recognize her.
37-year-old Pearson was a key campaign organizer for Ted Cruz 2 years ago. Now she's hoping Tea Party volunteers like Stauffer, who supported Cruz, will help her engineer an upset of Pete Sessions, who's represented a Dallas-based district for 17 years. On one of the coldest nights this month, with sleet in the forecast, more than 300 Tea Party backers turned out in Garland to hear Pearson and other candidates ask for their votes. Like Cruz, Pearson promises to fight Obamacare.
We should have been doing exactly what Senator Ted Cruz did and taken the fight to the American public. And I'm running because it is past time for Republicans to go on offense in Washington.
Pearson has some big national Tea Party endorsements. Freedom Works, Senator Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, and Sarah Palin. She hopes that and her grassroots network will make up for something she doesn't have, money. At the end of January, Pearson had only $50,000 on hand. Sessions had over $1 million.
We have a solid grassroots team, over 200 volunteers, 75 block walkers, 17 area coordinators. We are all over the district, all day, every day.
But can a network of ideological volunteers overcome the big money divide?
I think the Tea Party has a lot of influence. I think
Ladd Stauffer's wife, Barb, thinks so. She says Tea Partiers are particularly fed up with long-serving officials who ignore voters once they're elected.
We've been trying to get our elected officials to hear us speak and say these are our concerns, and they just keep telling us we don't know what we're talking about and that we're not informed.
These voters admit some of the Republican incumbents on their hit list will probably win re-election. That includes U.S. Senator John Cornyn. He drew their ire when he didn't back Cruz's filibuster to kill Obamacare. But they've thrown many other Republican races into question, including the re-election of State Representative Angie Chen Button. The Garland crowd begins to stomp its feet when the three-term official from Richardson emotionally pleads for their votes.
Listen to this. Okay, I have been a conservative Republican all my life. Did you know I even flew to Scottsdale, Arizona to visit with Senator Barry Goldwater?
After more than two decades in Austin, State Senator John Corona from Dallas has also shown up at the Garland Forum to face off with his Tea Party opponent, wealthy real estate developer Don Huffines.
Look, guys, this is an epic battle for the soul of our state. Do you want a senator who has really no solutions? He's been there 23 years.
Corona talks about his accomplishments.
I've advocated repeatedly for issues that are important to our Tea Party. I secured, as chairman of the Senate's Transportation and Homeland Security Committee, the first allocation of money to be able to put additional troops on the border.
But after spending more than $1.5 million to win re-election, at least double his opponent, Corona admits he has a fight on his hands.
I have a lot of support amongst rank-and-file Tea Party members, but the Tea Party leadership clearly has targeted this race, along with Ron Paul supporters. So it's a challenge. I represent what a traditional conservative Republican is all about, but apparently amongst some of these folks, that's not enough.
Across Texas, Tea Party pressure has pushed nearly every Republican candidate further to the right on issues like controlling debt, limiting government, stopping illegal immigration. And a lot of incumbents have Tea Party bullseyes on their backs. Whether they lose their seats may depend on whether Tea Party volunteers can pull together for lesser-known, more modestly funded candidates, or whether Ted Cruz's victory was one of a kind. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.